You have downloaded and are about to listen to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. If you feel that you've reached this podcast in error, please
eject.
Hit stop. If you were trying to listen to another podcast, believe me, I understand. There's a lot to choose from.
Yeah, but the two buttons say either accept or eject.
Yes.
Make sure you push the right one.
We're glad that you're here. We're glad that you have made a decision to listen to this. Thanks for downloading it, subscribing, leaving reviews. My name is Dave, and this is my partner, Darren.
Thank you, Darren. Friends. Yeah, the podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois, where you can order recreational items now online from the Galesburg location. You can order medicinal items online through the Milan location, both of those through Leafly, and both of those through the website. And that is ntillinois.com.
Number one.
Number one.
Darren, researchers, I have a little bit of breaking news that this could have
change
an impact
everything
on all of our lives, potentially. Breaking news that you're hearing first on Dave and Darren in the Morning. Researchers have developed the world's first weight loss device, a device that will help you lose weight. Not a pill, a device.
It's a ball gag.
You're not too far off. The Dental Slim Diet Control is an intraoral device fitted by a dental professional
that makes it so painful to eat. Little tiny razor blades.
It's better than that. It's affixed to your upper and lower back teeth. Uh-huh. The back teeth. It uses magnetic devices with unique custom manufactured locking bolts.
I can't get my mouth open.
You can only open your mouth a little bit, so you're restricted to a liquid diet. But they say this device will allow you to speak freely.
Unlike Kirk Douglas.
And it shouldn't restrict your breathing.
How's my Kirk Douglas impression?
People who did this in the clinical trial lost 14 pounds in 2 weeks and were motivated to continue with their weight loss journey. You're just wiring their mouths shut is what you're doing.
I'm more magnet than man.
The lead researcher says the device will be an effective, safe, and affordable tool for people battling obesity. It's fitted by a dentist and can be released by the user in case of an emergency. Well, they're just going to do that.
I have an emergency.
Calzone showed up.
Right?
A calzone emergency.
The cinnamon twists have arrived. And this is an emergency.
Uh-huh.
If you give a fatty a break glass hammer, he's going to do that.
And it's urgent that I'm able to consume this hoagie.
Fitted by a dentist, but can be released by the user in case of an emergency. It can be repeatedly fitted and removed. The professor who came up with this says the main barrier for people for successful weight loss is compliance. And this helps them establish new habits, allowing them to comply with a low-calorie diet for a period of time. It kickstarts the process. It's non-invasive, reversible, economical, and an attractive alternative to surgical procedures. Yeah, super attractive.
When you're walking around like this.
Walking around like you're doing a ventriloquist act, but there's no dummy on your hand.
I need to figure out a way to blend this roast beef sandwich.
They say there are no adverse consequences with this now the world's first weight loss device. Studies revealing almost 2 billion adults worldwide are overweight. 650 million are obese. And they say, like 3 million people die a year from being obese. This tool could be particularly helpful for people that have to lose weight before they can undergo surgery. Or for diabetes patients for whom weight loss could initiate remission. Bariatric surgery plays a major role in the management of what they call morbid obesity, but they say we can't do that for the global epidemic.
God, you're morbid.
It's like 24 grand to get that surgery. And you have to live with the consequences of that for the rest of your life, which they say can be unpleasant. So this is what they're going to do. They're going to put magnets in the back of your mouth so you can't open it to eat. But you'll be able.
What are those candies that you can bite down on? And if you bite down real hard, it's almost like you glue your teeth together. What are those called?
Laffy Taffys?
Oh, I mean, I guess taffy would kind of work. But
yeah. Oh, you mean that the candy is designed to glue your mouth shut?
Well, if you really bite down hard on it, it kind of shuts them.
Bit of honey? Although bit of honey is just a good way to break a tooth. They say once you're fitted with the device, after 2 or 3 weeks, they disengage the magnets, and then you see you've lost enough weight that you want to just keep going. It helps with the willpower if you've already like lost a ton of weight. So you just go for 2 weeks with your mouth magnetized, and then you're...
Haven't been able to get on a plane in 2 weeks.
Now, before we put you in the MRI, is there anything we should know?
I don't think so. Thanks for asking, though. Go right through your eyeballs.
Well, they're excited. They say this could help a lot of people. So if you see somebody that looks like they're doing a, you know, bad Senior Wences routine.
Uh-huh. That may be what's going on.
It could be that they have the world's first weight loss device installed in their mouth.
Number two.
We've said this before, and I imagine I'll say it again. And it's not that I like the way it sounds. It's just, it's true. We're living in the stupidest time in human history. We had ages that were known as the Dark Ages because we weren't really smart, you know? Like we lost everything, and we took some giant steps backwards. But even then, I would say that people, in general, had more sense than today. Two big stories from the weekend. One is this woman in France who thought it'd be a good idea to hold up a sign to say hello to her grandparents while watching the Tour de France and caused a massive accident.
Now, I saw that, but I never got any of the details. Mm-hmm. How did she cause the accident?
She holds up, they're whizzing by, and she sticks this giant sign out to say hello to grandma and grandpa.
In the way of the bikers?
Yes. Yes. Now, this isn't the real picture. This is something that somebody doctored up, but it's been making me laugh all morning. The actual sign said, Allez, opi, omi, which means, you know, hello, grandma and grandpa in French. But somebody here, a friend of mine, doctored the picture. So it looks like she's holding a sign that says, what time is it? Crash time.
All right, so then how many bicyclists did she take out?
Several bicyclists were taken out when this idiot held up a large sign, sticking it out into the middle of the road, this cardboard sign, message to her grandparents. Tony Martin lost his balance, and that caused a chain reaction where dozens of cyclists fell to the pavement.
And then she went missing, is that right?
They can't find her.
Yeah.
She appeared to not be paying attention to the incoming cyclists. She was looking at the TV cameras. She wanted to get her picture on TV for grandma.
I know what
grandpa.
That red light means.
Am I on how you say television? Several cyclists continue the race with injuries, including bloody arms and legs.
Yeah, I bet.
Others had to stop. Joshua Suterlin, taken to the hospital to be examined with a severe contusion to his right wrist. There was another crash a couple miles down the road. We don't know what the cause of that was. There's crashes in the Tour de France that happens. But it's one thing when it happens because it's the cyclists.
Yeah.
It's another when some idiot in a yellow jacket is just sticking
throws down road spikes.
Right. Authorities are calling on witnesses to come forward to help find her. They want to find this woman, and they want to sue her. People at the Tour de France saying, listen, this is not a circus. You don't need to be on the road sticking stuff out for cyclists to run into. Tony Martin was the first rider to collide with the spectator. Not happy. He says, I saw this lady. I saw the sign, but there was no time to react. I still can't understand how people can do things like that. Unbelievable. Very, very dangerous situation there. Hello, Grandma and Grandpa. Did you see, Grandma and Grandpa, did you see the sign I put out for you?
Grandma and Grandpa, I'm going to be staying with you guys for a while.
Yeah, no, I doubt that. They're probably phoning in for the reward money.
Hello, my granddaughter is the idiot in the yellow coat, no? There is a, how you say, reward for her? She's in the basement right now. We have her chained to the radiator. Ha-ha.
There have long been incidents involving fans, race vehicles, ponies, stray dogs, it says here. A stray dog wandering onto the Tour de France. That's not good. As dumb as that is, closer to home, doctors are warning people, please stop jamming garlic up your nose. Doctors urging people not to take part in a dangerous new trend that involves putting garlic cloves directly into your nostrils.
And this is to solve what?
The warning comes as a 29-year-old posted her attempt on TikTok where it went viral. This clip has gotten like 5 million views. You watch this woman, Rosaline Catherine, insert garlic cloves into her nostrils. She then waits 10 to 15 minutes and then she pulls them out and her nose is running. She says, I didn't think it was going to work, which is why I filmed it more as a joke. So now this is to give yourself a runny nose, apparently.
Mm.
Now everyone on TikTok is doing this, and the outcomes vary.
Do you want a runny nose?
Why would anyone want a runny nose? You know, I'm having a fun summer day. It would be fun. Uncontrollable boogers pouring out of my nose. Doctor strongly advising against putting whole cloves of garlic in your nostrils. A one ear, nose, and throat doctor says that you could do harm to yourself. There will be unpleasant consequences, including what they call contact dermatitis. And if you do it enough, your body will start to react to the oils and chemicals in the garlic, and it will cause dermatitis in the nose. Some garlic cloves are really strong, and you get enough leaching of the chemicals and oils into your nose, and it will irritate it. People who say that this provides a relief from allergies are feeling a false sense of relief. You might feel like it's working, but the reaction is just your body reacting to the strong-smelling compound. If you are stuffed up and you want to relieve yourself, they recommend you an over-the-counter nasal steroid spray. Or... two sides to every story. Just jam garlic up your nose.
Yeah, if you're looking for an excuse to get out of work, and I'd like to show some evidence that I have a runny nose, boss.
Someone says, why not stick a Carolina Reaper up each nostril? That'll clear your sinuses right up.
That would do it.
Yeah, you won't be able to smell anything ever again. But this is something that's on TikTok, so... People want to do it because you can be famous.
It'll hurt every time you blink, but...
blink three times when you feel it kicking in. Yeah, exactly.
You're never going to want to swallow again.
No, but you'll get views on TikTok. And isn't that the most important thing?
Number three.
I know your guy Ringo Starr's got a birthday coming up.
July 7th. That's your anniversary.
That is. And Ringo's in the news. Apparently he was in a legal dispute with a adult toy company.
Uh-huh.
This
the Ringo sex doll?
Well, close. These are...
prop man.
No, this is a... it's called the Screaming O Pleasure Products. They sell a line of Ringo penis rings.
Ah.
He filed suit against the company in 2019 because that's not
for
really
the
something.
Beatle fan in your family. Go ahead, open it. Put it on.
Oh, this is terrific. Now I know what those girls were screaming about. Filed suit in 2019 objecting to the name of the Ring-O penis ring, claiming the brand was identical in appearance, sound, connotation, and pronunciation to his own name.
Yeah, Lauren Green's also going to get in on this class action suit.
Consumers, he said, would believe that he was doing this, that this was his product.
Uh-huh.
And that is not something that he wanted out there. Most mentions it's no, it's Ringo is spelled R, capital R, I N G, and then capital O.
Uh huh.
But there are a couple of places online where they don't capitalize the O, and that has Ringo furious. Well, they've settled out of court.
Or cut me in. Either way.
I'm upset because I don't want people thinking, well, I'm making money off of this. Unless you want to give me some money
well,
for
yeah,
it.
I'd like to be a little more hands-on if I could be.
I got blisters on my penis! No, he's saying here he will settle with them, and they're saying that they will now try to avoid any activity that would lead to confusion between their penis ring and Ringo Starr. And now they're going to be putting a space between ring and O, so that way there's no confusion. There are a lot of Ringo products on the market. There's a mop ringer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look up Ringo...
There's got to be some sort of knockoff SpaghettiO that is called Ringo's,
and
right?
It's just his face. I'm covered in tomato sauce.
No, I would tend to think that would just be little O's.
Oh, you don't think it'd be like his cartoon face?
No, I think that's why they call them Ringo's.
You could sue for that.
Yeah.
If you had Ringo's cartoon face in your spaghetti.
Is there a Ringo pasta? Gotta be.
I'm looking here at all of the different Ringo products. There's like dog chew toys. There are, a cleaner, like to clean your rings. Use Ringo to clean your rings. Herbal oil, antifungal cream. Oh, nothing worse than when I get fungus on me. That's why I use Ringo antifungal cream. You think that there's like a cereal make more sense than a
yeah or cereal
than a pasta.
Or cereal
yeah Ringo. The spaghetti western, no, it's, here it is, Darren. Ringo, this is like a treat. It's like
yeah,
a cookie.
Just a cookie.
Yeah. I don't see any Ringo pasta, but that's a real missed opportunity. Maybe that's our side hustle.
Along with Miami Ice?
How fun would it be for you to get a cease and desist order from Ringo's people? Be like, he knows about you. We'll put that on the wall. Well, they've settled out of court now, so everything's fine between Ringo Starr and the people that make these rings for a year.
I wonder what dollar amount it was to make him go away.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't put it on too tight or you're going to have a purple submarine. That's not good.
Turns black, that's a problem.
That's not great.
Number four.
TLC, which stands for The Learning Channel. That's the show that has the Dr. Pimple Popper. That's their top-rated show. It's a dermatologist.
Number one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, Dr. Pimple Popper is the top-rated cable program in its time slot among women between the ages of 25 and 54. Number one show. And that's a pretty important demographic,
sure.
By the way. Like, that's the most important demographic. They have a new reality show coming out on TLC. It's called Extreme Sisters. Extreme Sisters centers around two 35-year-old identical twins who shower together, share a boyfriend, and they can't go to the bathroom unless they're together. they poop.
Are they conjoined?
Together. No. No, they're twin sisters who go to the bathroom at the same time. Anna and Lucy. They're 35 years old. It says they're abnormally close.
Okay.
It says 35.
And just the one boyfriend, huh?
Yeah. And they've had the same boyfriend for 10 years.
Is he on the show? What's his take on things? Oh, they're a nightmare.
Get me out of this crazy. Extreme Sisters, they say, the series will introduce sets of inseparable sisters whose bonds are raw, honest, and perhaps a little unconventional.
I'm pretty sure if I tried to break up with them, I'd go missing.
You're going to take a shower with your sister every morning? Their sibling kinship brings the meaning of sisterhood to a whole other level. Right, a weird level.
Of insanity.
Right. The first three episodes show how the sisters' other relationships with their romantic partners and families become strained due to their super bonded dynamic.
Now, my guess is they dress alike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do they work at the same place?
They have to, right? During the first episode, Anne and Lucy said they always felt close, but their bond intensified after their father passed away. And now they do everything the same way and at the same time. They're obsessed with being identical. They have to live their lives in union. If Anna vacuums the house for 5 minutes, Lucy has to vacuum the house for 5 minutes right after.
I already vacuumed there.
And here's the thing. They watch each other the whole time they're vacuuming.
Well, at least some vacuuming's getting done. Are they allowed to vacuum a different part of the house?
It's so bizarre. If you had somebody sharing your vacuum duty, wouldn't you go do something other than...
Yeah, so we can knock out another task as opposed to me just watching you?
I have to watch the vacuuming. This is our thing. They go to the bathroom at the same time, no matter what. And they share their boyfriend of 10 years who they met together on Facebook. Sharing a boyfriend for us, they say, means getting to be together all of the time. They don't have sex with the other sister in the room. But Ben has to please them in the same way during their individual bedroom time. Ben says he doesn't mind the arrangement. And he loves both sisters because they're not afraid to be who they are. So I know that that's a fantasy for some people, having twins. I think that's something that just is a beer commercial that just kind of people have thought would be a good idea. It wouldn't be, right? Like the actual, it would be weird and gross and messed up.
That's just a chewing gum commercial is all that is.
Right. But imagine if you had sex with somebody and then as soon as you were done, they tapped out. And you then had to have sex with someone who was identical. And you had to do it the same way.
Talk about getting tired of the same malt.
Good Lord. Anna and Lucy, during the show, have to deal with their close bond. Anna learns that she's got an infected tooth. And she has to have the tooth surgically removed. So Lucy demands to have a healthy tooth removed. So her and her sister can keep matching. And the dentist explains, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Their dream...
Although we'll find a guy who can. Can we do that? We can do that.
They want to start a family with this Ben, which includes getting pregnant at the same time through artificial insemination with his sperm. You can't do it, you know. It's got to be...
Old school.
Wow. That's just messed up. Well, that's coming soon to the TLC network.
Look out, Dr. Pimple Popper. They're coming for your title. With reckless abandon.
Here's some of the shows that have aired on TLC in the last 10 years. And it's like these seem like joke shows. Like in a Saturday Night Live sketch when they say, you know, good hitting police or who can figure out such devices. They had Mall Cops. Do you remember that?
Are we really learning anything from this channel?
No. Mall Cops was a 12-episode reality series that documented the struggles of the cops at the Mall of America. There was also Buying Naked, which featured a real estate agent who showed homes in clothing optional communities to house hunting nudists. There's, of course, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, which was a big hit for TLC.
Don't you think?
And the follow-up show, which was called I Still Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
I have to imagine that if you go to the offices at TLC, mm-hmm. there has to be something somewhere in big print where it says that there are no bad ideas.
No.
Anything you can come up with.
We'll take whatever you got.
I still don't know I'm pregnant.
There was also a show called Best Funeral Ever that ran from 2013 to 2014. And it took place at a funeral home in Texas where they had to do extravagant funerals for, it says here, emotionally unstable people. Here's one, the funeral where the fella loved breakfast, so everyone had to dress up as breakfast items at the funeral.
Okay.
Grieving dressed as a fried egg or a set of flapjacks.
So you're not on a milk carton, you're in one.
I don't understand. I might have to go back and see if I can find episodes of that. That one I'm interested in. Oh, well. When is this sister show on? Is this something we're going to be able to watch today? Because that sounds... I might have to watch this. I want to sit here and act like I'm above this, but I'm not. Hey, I just went to the bathroom. You need to go. Otherwise, we're not the same.
That's a good call. I was just thinking that.
Five.
Number five.
Ever had teriyaki sauce on a hamburger sandwich?
Probably.
I've never heard of this. I'm intrigued by it.
You've never heard of a teriyaki burger?
No. Is that a thing?
Yeah, they do that.
Burger King in Japan doing this. It's called the Tokyo Teriyaki Tower. It's four Burger King flame-grilled beef patties with onions, pickles, two slices of cheddar, and then sauced up with mayo, teriyaki sauce, and red miso paste. If you finish the burger, they'll give you a sticker.
Here's a sticker. Put it right between your eyes.
The Tokyo Teriyaki Tower 1-pound beef burger is in stores in Japan today, only until July 8th. A teriyaki hamburger seems like an interesting concept. Never occurred to me to do that.
Hasn't Hardee's done like a teriyaki burger?
I don't eat Hardee's.
Well, then there you go.
You're not keeping all your options open. No. I haven't had Hardee's. I don't have a problem with Hardee's. There's just never one on my way, you know?
Well, which way are you going?
That's right. I don't know that there's really one in my neighborhood. Every time I drive by a Hardee's, I think, oh, right, Hardee's. But it's not a destination for me. You know what I'm saying?
Would that change if it was a Carl's Jr.?
No, okay, I think it'd be in the same boat.
Just the changing of the name wouldn't be enough to hook you, huh?
No. When I lived in a neighborhood that had a Hardee's, I would go occasionally for a Monster Burger, if you'll have it. But it just doesn't happen. I'm not spending that much time at Burger King either, if I'm being honest. There's a Tennessee couple that's in the news. They're looking at attempted murder charges after they opened fire at Burger King employees following dispute over a spicy chicken sandwich. Police report that Tavares McKinney and Keona Halliburton got into an argument with Burger King workers at a restaurant in Memphis. The complaint was that her chicken sandwich was too spicy. You can't expect us to eat this sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Arrested after shooting up the Burger King. Got into a fight with employees of the Memphis Burger King. They left the restaurant only to return a few minutes later and start shooting. Two people were injured. These two were arrested on Wednesday. A background check of McKinney reportedly reveals 9 previous cases and 10 warrants, charges including aggravated assault, kidnapping, and domestic assault. Scheduled to appear in court later on today, facing charges of attempted first-degree murder and employment of a firearm during a felony.
All from the good people at Halliburton.
This is not even the first Burger King shooting this year in Tennessee. There was another one in April when a customer got fed up with the long wait in the drive-thru. That one makes a little bit more sense to me than too much sauce on your chicken sandwich. I'm not saying either is okay, but if you're asking me to say which one would I be more likely to do, yeah, the chicken sandwich was too spicy. So they left, and then they came back and fired up. The restaurant, by the way, is still very much open. They want you to know. Come and get your chicken sandwich. They'll try not to put too much spice on it. See, I bet they go the other way now, and they barely put any sauce on the chicken sandwiches at that location because...
Are you saying they're a little gun-shy?
Well, yeah. I mean, wouldn't you be?
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Well, you made it to the very end of the podcast, so that's good work. We got a sticker for you that you can put in your album. Thanks for listening. Thanks for allowing us to be a part of your day. Hope things are going well for you. Hope whatever you were doing while you were enjoying this podcast was a pleasurable experience. And if we made it a little bit better, then we're doing our job.
And kudos to us.
And really, how about us? Honestly, it made sense that you listened to it. Frankly, that was rather entertaining. We'll have another one for you, but first we want to say thanks to Nature's Treatment of Illinois for letting us do this one.
Yeah, they are the sponsor, and they have 2 locations, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan is open every day. Galesburg is open weekdays and Saturdays. Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter and connect with Nature's Treatment on Twitter and Instagram.
Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock Island. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off!